Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up. It's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laughter's waiting. Don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Well, woohoo! It's a Wednesday here at the Gas Digital Studios, and it's me, your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico, saying thank you so much for tuning in to the Morning Zoo. We got a hot one today because I got two great fucking guests across the table from me, from Workforce Titans, highly requested, much loved, Ryan Foster. How you doing, dog?
Chilling, dude. How are you?
I'm doing great. Feeling thank good? You for making the trip, man.
Anytime, dude.
And next to him, from No Need for Apologies, right here on the network, one of my oldest friends in comedy, it's Dave Temple, buddy.
What up, man? How you doing, Zach?
I'm doing fucking great. How are you, man?
I'm good. Good to see you, buddy.
It's great to see you, man. Let's have some fun and look at some silly, silly shit. Let's start off with this fun one, something we love to do here on the show. And Ryan, I think you might have some opinions on this. Joyride collapses at State Fair.
Hit me.
Whenever people are scared of rides, it's not Six Flags.
Nah, it's Knoebels.
It's one that fucking they just built with a fucking wrench that morning.
Yeah, traveling meth heads, dude.
Dude, and you see it over and over again. This one ain't good.
You knew that shit ain't twerked to specs already. Where's this at in the country?
We'll find out in a second.
It's pretty much all the same.
Yeah, it's the same. Yeah, there it goes. God damn.
I love that people always know to film, too, you know?
Yeah. Why would you ever film somebody on this?
Yeah, like, what? This is like the same thing as filming fireworks. You're going to fucking... Well, I guess you'll watch this, but...
Yeah. I mean, they got one. They finally got one.
Like, boy, we got any info where this was?
Skankfest? It was somewhere in India.
Oh, wow.
That's on you for riding around in India, dude.
That's
on you.
You know what? The India part really fucking cinches it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, no. Dude, I was... Who said Skankfest? Was that you?
Yeah.
That
Gravitron thing at New Orleans was like...
Excuse me.
50-year-old incels on the Gravitron. Yeah. It's killing me. I never saw it with more than two guys on it.
I did get on the Ferris wheel thing, but I didn't get on that Gravitron thing.
Yeah, I didn't touch any of it. I was just up in like the... You felt like you were at like the Kentucky Derby, but just watching like retarded guys in a parking lot.
I was... flying enough on the ground.
Yeah, dude, I was.
I didn't need to be tossed around.
True.
To fuck myself up at that one.
I saw you at the naked wrestle. I was like, this might be it.
Yeah.
This might be over.
Shit. Yeah, that was a bad one. I kept my shit together for the rest of the weekend.
You bounced back, though.
I bounced back hard.
The next day, I was like, no way.
Yeah,
I thought they were going to shut this down.
That was a tough one for me.
God bless y'all, man.
Up in there.
New Orleans looked like it got tough for a lot of people, dude.
Yeah,
Saturday morning. I think it was Saturday. I still got up because I kept my regular routine and stuff, and I run every Saturday. But
good
like
for
seeing
Christ.
Fucking Josh Adam Meyer 6 a.m. on the balcony drunk, I'm like, oh shit.
Oh no.
This got bad.
Yeah.
I was already telling my girl, I'm like, I might skip the fucking kickoff party. I was like, every year.
I kept it together at the kickoff, and then, Friday got away
from me. That's what happened. I missed the kickoff. I didn't get there until Friday. So I didn't get caught up in everything. You know,
I never went inside for the kickoff. I just stayed in that tent outside.
I went into piss.
And I kept my distance, and then Friday just got away from me.
God. Yeah. But, dude, Indian people, they've really been showing a side of themselves. Like, I think we all knew that it was there, but it's just like... They're not hiding it anymore. They're really comfortable just kind of like being who they are lately. Yeah, man.
It is a turn. And it's like, I almost feel like it coincides with the Apu thing. When they got rid of Apu from The Simpsons, who now, looking back, maybe the best example in entertainment of an Indian person. The guy worked his balls off. Took care of his family. Fucking
yeah. No rides.
He did have a lot of children too. Like, it was weird.
Yeah, yeah, they can't. Yeah, fucking, yeah. But yeah, sure. Was he selling some spoiled stuff? Of course.
He's not gonna.
But that's gonna happen at any 7-Eleven type place.
Right, true. Right. People who are getting most of their meals from this place, they were gonna eat it regardless.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. And now that that stereotype is kind of gone the way the Indian store owner.
Yeah.
Now we're seeing the real the street shitters.
Indians on social media though are the funniest fucking guys. Like their action skits, whatever the fuck you'd call them.
Oh, dude, there is nothing funnier on earth than a painting of a woman that Indian guys think is a real woman. No. Every once in a while, you'll see a photo that's like a classical painting, but it's like a realism.
Yeah.
And it's just fucking Indian dudes proposing.
Show Bob.
Yeah.
Show Bob nonstop.
They're going for it hard.
Yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. I got, the AI's getting Indian guys, and AI's getting like my
AI's getting me a lot.
Dude, my uncles, I'll be scrolling Instagram and see some chick with that doesn't exist. And my uncle Bill will be under there like, what's off, dude?
Oh, man. Yeah, I had to stop that on my Patreon show where the people just send me content. We had to take February off. I can't do any more AI videos.
It's too much.
It's just like you do spot them, or I hate if I'm 15 seconds in and I'm like, wait, this is AI, and I just feel dumb. You know what I mean?
The one that got me, the chick fell off like a safari bus and the lion bit his head. You know what I'm talking about? And the guy perfectly zoomed in. I was like, finally, we got a lion killing on camera.
What happens, I think, is you watch it without audio. It's for me, the audio is the tipper.
True,
because they have it's not quite right yet.
They can't get the fingers either for some reason. Yeah, that'll get me.
But I get got a lot on the show. It's at least once a week, I bring a story in, and then Shannon or Jorge has to tell me it's AI, and I'm a fucking retard.
I had to get a fucking. You seen them brick things? It's called bricking your phone, where you tap your phone on it and it can block like whatever you want. Like
I haven't seen it.
Like my phone for fucking Twitter and Instagram because I haven't worked in like a month, so I'm just sitting there watching. AI, like lions fighting cat, like all those retarded videos. I had to buy this fucking thing. Because you can like tap it and block yourself out of it for like whatever, how many hours.
That's that. You know what I've been getting? As I guess because I just updated my phone. It's been telling me to turn my volume down.
Oh, yeah. Like for
on
your headphones?
AirPods?
Yeah. I've never got that before. And now it's like you've exceeded the volume limit for the week.
Yeah.
I do construction during the day, so I'll be blasting it. Like it's in my head, I was like, I'm protecting my ears, but then I'm like, it can't be good to be just be blasting music in your ears all day instead of construction.
I don't know. I mean, I thought it's scary with the, what do you call them, the Bluetooth ones, because I don't know how that works, you know what I mean, what that's putting in our brain or whatever, but sometimes I'll have big headphones like this, and then like I'll take them off, but leave it blasting so that I can still hear it even though it's not on my head, and I still get the same notification. So I'm wondering, like, I'm a little bit up.
You kind of hanging around your neck?
Yeah, or, like, my desk has a little hook on it. And my headphones usually go there, and then I could still hear them while they're hanging there. You know what I mean?
Oh, shit, okay. Might work on that.
Yeah. The world's most conscientious black guy, by the way. Still not playing it at the speaker. Jesus.
Something would be peaceful.
God, fucking from your lips to God's ears.
I know, man. I don't know what happened. I feel like I'm losing touch with the community sometimes because that was the thing that once started happening. I do not understand. And I watch a lot of body cam footage, and the way no one carries ID, the way no one, like, thinks, like, you know, they're just like, wait a minute, hold on, I need to call my mom. Like, I don't understand whether they're doing this on purpose to derail the investigation or what, you know what I mean?
I think people are that dumb. Sometimes you see people on body cam, you're like, dude, the cop's retarded, the guy they're trying to arrest is retarded. It's just like,
right, and then sometimes they'll even say, like, is your camera on? Is your camera on? So they know they're being filmed, and it's like, yo,
and
this,
still do the worst
shit. Yeah, it's not embarrassing you at all, you know what I mean? Like, you know what
they're
doing.
Nobody ever fixes their hair after
that. Right, especially, like, when they go to, like, they get caught, like, stealing out of a dumb store, and they're not even dressed well. You're like, yo, you know they're going to post this online.
Yeah, that fucking kill me. I was watching there's some show on, like, A&E or whatever that's, like, it's all body cam. It's like a true crime show, but it's all body cam. And they come in to search this apartment. It's like
it's on patrol.
Maybe.
Or something PD.
It's something like that. Yeah, it's live. They kind of like go around to live different PD? Towns. And it's like, yeah, maybe it's that.
It was like a reboot of Cops kind of thing. Right?
I think a guy got, they couldn't tell if he got pushed off a balcony or got shot, but he was like, it definitely looked weird. And they, all four cops go up to like go into this apartment and they're not fucking SWAT. So you could tell like, I would just be so embarrassed when they release the footage because they all come out and they're trying to clear this house like they're SWAT guys.
Yeah.
And the one guy goes on the balcony and turns around and all three guys are like coming out onto this, onto a balcony that's like smaller than his table.
Yeah, it's like the and three people, stooges trying to walk through the door.
And people shit on the guys, but like, I can't imagine going to that and be like, dude, trying to remember the fucking 3-hour workshop you had like 6 months ago. Like, those guys don't learn how to do that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just killing me to watch them all like bump guns into each other on a balcony.
Did you see the video of the guy getting shot on the subway platform last night?
No.
I did, but I just saw that. I think it was like 170th Street.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The girl's like on the train, and she's like, oh, my God.
Boy,
yeah.
Can you pull that up? I know.
I just saw that.
Unfortunately, the best way to find it is there's no way Kumia didn't post it.
I told you.
There's no way on God's green earth that Kumia did not post it.
And this is what I'm saying. You're trying to put legislation on me. They're running around. They've got pistols. You're going to tell me he registered that fucking weapon, huh? You're going to tell me he went
through the privacy?
And this
is a blatant, like, on the platform, shot from a train going by.
Yeah.
Really?
Guy just, yeah.
Wait, the guy from the train, he shot off
the
train?
No.
No, two guys on the platform.
They're fighting.
And it is a blatant point-blank shooting.
Yeah, yeah. Which is, yeah. You know what? But kudos to still making New York real like that. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes I feel like New York has lost its edge, and then every now and again, there's certain pockets where I'm like, all right, thank God. You know
that was nice.
I feel like it's eating itself from the outside in again, where 9th and 8th Ave got scary again,
mm-hmm.
and parts of Alphabet City are starting to get a little dodgy again.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, dude, the Village is a shithole now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Times Square is surprisingly shitty.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't you want Times Square to get shitty again, though? No? Like, I don't live
here,
so I come
over here.
It's funny
what it's shitty for, though. It's funny what it's shitty because it's the dolls, the picture people.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
are really,
yeah, the mascots.
They've turned it into, it's like Mexico out there now where it's just like they're very aggressive with tourists to get money out of them.
Like the Chinese theater kind
of
shit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's all the costume characters.
Yeah, yes, that. Yes, yeah.
I'm like, how many autistic guys are walking around that want those pictures? It's a crazy business to get
into. Well, what happens is they'll get a family.
Yeah.
And then eight other characters run into the picture.
Yeah.
And then they all want $20.
And they get aggressive with these people. They grab them. They don't
like
let
Indian
them walk
guy
away.
Aggressive?
I'm shaking my head from side to side.
Dude,
and it's like... Oh, here it goes. This is it. So this is Manchow Subway D-Line 170th.
Oh, shit.
And you know what it is, the craziest thing, too, is...
How were you ready for that record? What were you recording before that?
They were arguing.
Oh, okay.
So you hear them arguing. And that's the thing. People are just trained to do that. But that is crazy that this man thought he got away with shooting somebody on an empty platform.
He might.
And somebody's sitting here filming.
It's 3 in the afternoon, too.
I know.
Like, you got to get put away, dog. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you. Get shot and then banging your head off a trash can, I'd be so fucking pissed. Yeah. Did the guy die?
Corey, do we know?
I'm looking up right now.
After that, Jorge, so...
Well, rest in peace.
The Subway Queen, I believe, may have outed herself.
The N-word lady?
Yeah.
And was she Italian, Spanish? What was she?
So I don't know, but Jorge, if you look in the Real Ass Podcast chat, it's either her or someone is claiming to be her, but they've got tweets since 2018, so it's not a new profile.
Ooh.
And they have a picture of her they have a video of her dancing in her underpants,
and it's nice.
If I didn't want to fuck her already.
Racist queen bodied up, too. Rare.
Dude.
Usually racist bitches are assless, titless.
So
not all the time.
So
but yeah, I
got
know a
couple
of yeah, yeah, yeah. I hate when I come across a thick racist woman. We're like, this is confusing.
I might have figured it out.
Yeah. Look at the time.
So
is that her?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's her.
That's definitely the chick.
So I don't know the story on this. Is she's in New York wilding out? Or what?
She's the she
oh,
got well, the
well, oh, you haven't seen this video yet, buddy?
She hits a buzzer beater. That's what I'll say.
Dude, it may be
I've never seen anything timed better than that.
And it's, by the way, the balls on this bitch.
Bitch, if they got that door open, you were fucked.
Bye, bitch!
Oh, they packed up. Until the next club. Bye, bitch!
The timing
and the fact that whoever still posted it, because it just makes them look bad. Now you banging on the door,
dude. Look at this. They're trying to.
Oh my god, bro. All right, I'm gonna tell you something. Look, this is not that far from the shooting. The shooting is the next stop, bro.
It's been a hot line. Did you see the one black girl's face? She was like,
yeah, that is crazy that she's that high uptown, too. What is she doing?
Hey, guys, take it from me. Eating clean can be hard. Green Chef makes it easy. Green Chef sends pre-portioned ingredients, pre-made sauces, and recipes that you can easily follow. Skip the lines at the grocery store and the boring food prep. Green Chef have over 40 recipes to choose from each week. So there's always something new to try. Me and my chick actually did try it. They sent it over to us. We tried the Calorie Smart Meal, and it was easy to make, and it was really, really good. She was super happy because she does a lot of the cooking, and she didn't have a lot of work to do. And I was happy because it was a delicious meal that came in the mail. Green Chef has tons of menu plans to choose from, like keto, calorie smart, protein-packed, and plant-based. So right now, go to greenchef.com, greenchef.com/Zugraza, Zoograza. That's right, Zugraza, and use that code Zugraza to get started with not just 50% off Green Chef, plus a free Graza olive oil set in your second and third boxes. This 50% offer is only available for a limited time, so don't wait. That's code Zoograza, Zoograza, at greenchef.com/Zoograza. All right, check it out. Let me know what you think. Let's get back into the show.
So we were talking about it the other day, and it's
that she nailed it because she was only looking at that door.
Yeah.
Anyone could have been running up to the train and popped another door.
Hold on, and then that lady
would have been a grease thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I would guarantee that's not the first time she did that. It was such a perfect, the R came out and the door's shut.
And then she hits the R and then she goes, ooh. She gives like, oh, I did that, didn't I? And then
she did a wave too. They'll look for her to see if they could take her job. I don't think that's the same girl, dude.
I think
other video of her showing her shirt, that was older, right?
That was older.
Okay, because she looks like I understand she had her jacket puffed up, but she looks like she put on weight.
So can you bring up her Twitter, Jorge?
I'm going to be shocked she was on some pills. Yeah, mood stabilizer, but
hate that I enjoy this too, because that's a theme on TikTok. You could just type in chimping out and it's just watching people get black people mad and then watch them react that way. You know,
I have seen an edit of the video
mustache guy
where they put some
is that who you're talking about?
No, it's like TikTok is strange because it's just like you can just type in anything, and they'll just give you a slew of content that lines up with that.
I'm not downloading that shit. I got enough problems.
I did see an edit where instead of the music, they had.
And see, my thing is, just don't ever do anything to give them ammo for that, right?
Yeah.
So I try my best not to react. When I do see people react, I'm like, goddamn, they got you. But it is funny to watch somebody walk into a trap. Be like, they're going to make so many videos.
How do you see what they're doing?
You feel the same way about that as I do about watching fat people eat in public.
Exactly.
I feel that. There's sometimes if someone is eating, and I don't mean just having a snack. Eating fatly.
Mayonnaise on the face.
Like, I saw a guy one time.
Let me point something out. I've known Zach for over a decade. Never seen a man eat.
Yep. Really?
Never seen him eat.
No, I do that shit in my underwear at home.
Like a lady with an eating disorder.
Yeah, I don't.
I've never seen him have a bite of anything.
I don't think I've ever seen my mommy. Just fucking Italian ladies who got called.
One time I was on a bus and a guy was eating a cheeseburger and in between bites was putting it on his belly like an otter.
Yeah.
And I have never. I want, dude, I want to be like, dude, they're going to think we all do that. You can't.
You're giving us a bad name.
Right. You're just sitting next to Zach on a bus and you're just nudging him like, huh? Is that what you do? Huh? I bet you do that shit.
It made me so mad. So I would assume it's a similar feeling. We're like, oh, come on, man.
Yeah.
You're an outlier in this. And it's going to make it. That's going to be a thing. It's going to be a thing now.
You just
where I'm going to be reading comments and I'm like, I bet he puts a cheeseburger on his belly in between bites.
Not only that, the disappointment of people when they try to get me to react and I don't. And I'm just like, yeah, my bad. Try somebody else, man.
Like, you got the wrong guy.
Right. Like, you could do it. I'm sure it works everywhere. I'm just not here.
Do you have her Twitter, Jorge? Here we go.
Oh, this chick's mentally ill.
So she posted one of her in her underpants that I really dug.
Oh, wait, go back. Black guy. What are we doing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, that's the first thing she posted. That's her prom, I believe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which
yeah,
I will say.
It's her senior prom.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't you don't know how to trigger people unless you're around them.
True.
You've got a best.
Can you bring up that video, the third one on the top?
It's not her first square dance.
Oh, yeah. What's that in my cup?
That's that pouch. Now look at nice hiney.
Okay.
Yeah, but
wait, she's gonna turn.
I was about to say, can we go for it? All right.
She knows her angles though.
Yeah. And she's like posting, like she's posting.
How, yeah. I mean, she's trying to capitalize on this.
Yeah. Oh yeah. She's like, if this is really her,
it's such an interesting lane now that didn't exist earlier. That like white chicks could get super racist, then get a following.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about? Who was the chick who did it?
We thought what was going to happen was we thought she was going to get doxxed, and then there was going to be a GoFundMe.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I would love to get a GoFundMe.
What is that? That's one of those, like, Kashi sites or whatever? Like, there's odds on her?
No, someone made a crypto coin for her.
What do you call it?
The Subway is coin? A wild place.
And yeah, she's just, I mean, she's if this is her, she
no
is outwardly like.
Me but me.
You know how pissed fucking racist like 50-year-olds got to be? To be like,
yeah, they missed the boat.
Yeah, fuck, yeah, I could have had a coin. You know how many uncles I got that just ruined it?
Yeah.
Crazy. I worked at 30 Rock. This is their fault. Wait.
Yeah, she's like a content creator.
The first black guy
Stephen
I dated.
Stephen Colbert show.
Went to high school. I was his side
piece. And he had a third nipple.
Dude, I got to see if my wife knows this lady.
Y'all just
because,
haters.
Yeah, my wife worked at the Colbert show, so she probably met this girl. This is wild.
I'm like, no, skinny, it's just my boobie.
And here's the thing, and this is going to sound crazy coming from a black dude. I don't think she should lose her job for this. I don't think like she should get in.
Finally.
Because like,
that one really got me.
Yeah, it's a tough
it's
one.
Just it's the subway, dude. Almost anything goes down there, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
there's a different set of rules.
Right. There are people shooting up heroin. There's people sleeping. You know what I mean? There are people who will, like, light a crack pipe on a crowded train. So it's just like, dude, it's. If you're going down there, you already know the rules are different. You know what I mean?
If you pay your fare, you get one slur. Free.
Yeah. Yeah. That's also why I don't pay. That's why I don't pay, because I might get called the N-word. You know what I mean?
That's on you.
Yeah.
They should deduct from your fucking account. You got three N-words this month, too.
Yeah.
Fucking. No, we're going to have to find you.
You got three N credits.
Oh, it's like that movie with Justin Timberlake where he's got the value in his arm.
You got like a slur credit score. Yeah.
You've been down here.
After Mexicans and black guys this month.
You get in the D line, you're going to need a few N-word passes here.
Up, 125th. Everybody, let me see everybody's arm.
I remember the thing where he gave his buddy a lot and he came back to pick some up. He was like, you gave him too many. He's dead, man. He couldn't handle that.
So. I don't think that word necessarily lives in her heart. It lived in her brain.
Yeah.
And she went, I've got... It hit it, and she just nailed the timing.
Yeah.
The timing was...
I don't know what happened before that, but an entire train of black people against you...
A white guy watching a race.
It's right there at the tip of your tongue. You know what I mean? Like, especially like...
She's like, don't say it.
Yeah. Anytime you're being ganged up on verbally by black people, you can't tell me that doesn't come right to the frontal lobe.
If I get ganged up by white people, I would have said.
Yeah.
I'm like, you guys are acting like...
Yeah, you know what you guys are acting like right now?
It's going to hurt me to say it.
And in all fairness, the subway is their territory. Buses, public transportation in general.
What do you mean by that?
Is It's black dominant. Like they are the dominant.
Yeah, I feel like white people are down there for the experience. You know what I mean?
Like going to a theme, like going to medieval times.
Like any white people riding a train outside of the Midtown area, yeah. I'm like, oh, you're here for the experience. Yeah. I get it. You're going downtown. Like I saw this happen.
Chumming the waters.
I saw this happen. I was on one of these lines, but a woman came in, a white woman came in, and she was crying when she got on the train from the platform. And there was a black guy with her, and he had on like a V-neck shirt, like, so he had clearly already taken off his coat in the heat of some sort of battle, and he's like, you got that verbose, all right, yeah, you're just doing too much, you're doing too much. And then he walks in between the cars to have a cigarette, and the girl that, like, they're not acknowledging each other, but she sits down next to like a more hipster white girl, but this girl, she's clearly a junkie, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, not just because she's with this black guy, you can see all of the evidence on her, and you're watching the hipster white girl like comfort her,
trying to swoop in.
She's just like, are you, there's no reason to cry, are you, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. And it's like everyone else is letting this bitch cry. This woman, yeah, do you need a hug? And she's fucking hugging this crackhead, yeah, for like two stops until she got off, I think like 42nd, clearly transferring to a 7 train, yeah, back to wherever the fuck she belonged. But it was just like a funny thing to watch, like, hey, man.
What's going on here?
Yeah, she's already a subway creature. Let her be. There's no saving
it's
her.
The captain,
you know?
Save a hoe. They never have any social fucking experience at all.
Yeah.
I'm down on her luck. I'm like, that bitch has been sucking dick for heroin for 10 years, dude.
I stepped in once and I saved a fucking nerd.
Really?
And I usually listen, I am a headphones on fucking look at the floor.
NYOB.
ain't my business, buddy. And I've stepped in once, and it was a kid. He had to be a little something. He wasn't well.
Nah.
And he was on the train, and he was taking selfies. And then there was a very boisterous African-American woman a few seats down, and she thought he was taking pictures of her. And she started on a fucking tear. I'll smash that phone. Yeah. Don't you be taking pictures of me. Yeah.
Was she picture worthy?
No.
That's why she got upset. Yeah. That's all it is. That insecurity of like, oh, I'm about to be a meme? Like, yeah. No, hell no. You know?
And I stepped in and I was like, I think he's taking pictures of himself. The camera goes the other way. And she was like, what? And I got in between. I would see. And I was like, see, the camera's got mirror on it. So he doesn't know you're talking to him.
Oh, shit.
He hasn't seen you. Hey. And then she went, oh, all right. And I was like, I'll just save this phone. This kid had no idea.
I would have let him get beat.
Oh, no.
I got to see this. How old was the kid?
He was a high school, but he was definitely a little
off.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't prepared for this.
He's mouthing the N-word in the camera.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. If you didn't stop that, then the N-word would have rapidly risen in his vocabulary from here on out.
then one time I saw, do you remember fucking, we've talked about him before. What the fuck was the kid, Jolly Cat?
Yes.
Jolly Cat.
Yes, Jolly Cat.
Jolly Cat is a New York City character, mm-hmm, who is definitely way fucked up.
Yeah.
And he is a creepy, bald, but aggressive and mean.
Mm-hmm.
And he's
an actual guy.
Yes. Yeah, and he calls himself Jolly
like
Cat.
A cartoon, Jolly Cat.
And he
might as well be. He's trying to be, I think.
And he does like music videos, and he says he's a street comedian.
Oh, I gotcha.
But he, everyone that lives in New York long enough has a Jolly Cat thing.
Yeah.
At one time, they put him up at the Stand. Like, people did a Purdue show and let him do a song at the Stand.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up.
And he, I mean, he is bad.
It's really bad.
Shannon had a very bad experience with him where he, like, chased her into a store.
I can see that.
But I watched him try and, like, very aggressively hit on a chick. And on that one, I actually said, because people weren't stepping in. And I was like, hey, that guy is a problem.
Yeah.
To people, I was like, he's on, like, there's a lot, there's like videos of him.
Yeah.
And I just remember him aggressively trying to, and this girl was so trying to be nice. He's like, let me get your phone number. And he
doesn't have a phone.
And well, she goes, oh, my phone. She goes, I don't know my number, and my phone's dead. And that,
yeah, he's too retarded to get it.
And he just
he gets aggressive to corner you. Yeah,
and he's real. And then what wound up happening is a bunch of people got in, and he flipped out, started screaming and swinging his arms around. And he had a big backpack on, and he went to get back on the train and get back. Like, he went to, like, curse people out, and the doors closed on his backpack.
Oh, my God.
So now he's, like, trapped.
You should be wary of anybody with a big backpack, dude.
Yeah, a big...
Since elementary school. Too big of a bookbag.
An adult with a large backpack, if they are not hiking...
Yeah, you better on an airplane.
Like, that book bag better be covered in spackle.
Exactly. You're like,
it is an issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always
I used to, when I lived in Flatbush, he was always on the Q train, and oddly enough, he would be on the Q train when I was leaving Flatbush to come into the city for spots. So it's like I'm leaving my apartment like 8 o'clock on a Friday, headed into the city, and he gets on somewhere, like I used to get on Prospect Park or Parkside Avenue, so he must have got on Church Ave or somewhere before me, but he would be harassing people, and I usually don't tolerate that clocking out? He's clocking in, and like
he's got like a speaker.
Right. Ukulele, and he's just, hey, I'm the Jolly Cat.
Mentally ill guy that puts some preparation into his performance.
But he pressures people to tip him and pressures people to listen to him and stuff like that. And usually I don't tolerate that shit on a train. When somebody's getting aggressive, I usually try to match their energy to show them, like, you're not going to bully me on this fucking train.
That's like my favorite video on the train. That guy just recently was like, motherfucker, I'm like that.
Right.
You should do that.
But him, I did not engage. And no reason why. It was personal. To me, he represents, and I feel bad saying this out loud, but he represents a level of failure in comedy that I'm scared to even engage with at all. You know what I mean?
Where it's like, yeah, you don't want to get it on you.
Exactly.
It's contagious.
When he would get on the car, I would get up and move to the next car. And he once even, because we would see each other so much, and I've seen him in front of the Cellar, like he knows who I am. He knows I'm a comedian. And it was just one of those things where
He used to hang out inside of the Cellar and like harass comics.
Yeah, like he would try to, you know, confront. Why do you always move? Hey, look, man.
Yeah.
It's your car. You got it, bro. I'm not.
I'm showing you respect.
Yeah, I'm not. You know what I mean? Because I feel like if I were to get into it with him, it would go too far.
Yeah.
And it's me basically killing the demon of failing in comedy. Like, I would probably punch this man to death. Yeah. Or some like, what the fuck? Get away from me.
You're crying. Like, that's like the Santa Claus. All of a sudden, you've got on bunny ears and a speaker.
What the fuck happened to Dave?
Like, you got the Jolly Cat on him, man.
But there's been a ton of like, not, I guess, like passed around. I wouldn't call it viral, but like passed around videos of him like just really fucking aggressively going after broads on the train.
He's Indian guy.
Yeah, another.
He's getting them. He's keep giving them the business.
Another, yeah. Hey guys, today's episode is brought to you by Small Batch Cigars. Simple, fast, small batch. Having cigars in the house is a sign of intelligence, affluence, and class. And Small Batch Cigar knows people like me aren't any of those things. So that's why they give us free shipping on every order. And almost every order comes within 2 to 3 days in the continental United States. It's the most thorough packaging in the industry. It comes with that Bovita pack, so your cigars come super fresh. They have an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars, and you earn 5% rewards points instantly. So head on over to smallbatchcigar.com today, and most people click the new button first to shop the newest arrivals. Use our discount code GAS10, GAS10, to get 10% off that, plus your 5% rewards points. Check it out today, guys. Small Batch Cigar. Simple, fast, small batch. Let's get back into the show.
All
right, we got other fun shit to look at. This is a fun one. Apparently, there is a theory that from some released files that T-Bird, our president, has a code term for black women.
Nice.
And it's boogers.
My grandma. Could you use it in a sentence for me, please?
Jorge, give us a little context.
So there appeared to have been a released email. Hold on, let me get it.
There appeared to be a released email where they said, hey, don't bring any black women to the party, an Epstein party, because Trump doesn't like black women. And he won't go within 10 feet of them. He calls them boogers. Very, very not good. And as you were saying earlier, how you get fooled sometimes.
No such email? God damn it.
No.
God damn it, Jorge.
But I know booger is a thing.
Is it?
Because I said, when I was like fucking like 17, I like just said the word booger. My grandma was like, don't watch who you say that around. I was like, what? Apparently, that was like a South Philly thing, I guess. Calling people booger.
Yeah.
Hey. For me, I never heard that or after.
The ones I've heard are Canadian and Mondays.
Mondays.
Yeah, Canadian. I never heard Canadian.
I've heard deer.
I've heard mate.
Deer?
Yeah.
I've never heard that one.
Yeah, deer.
Deer? Yeah, why deer?
A pack of deer. Ah. Just standing on a corner, pack of deer.
Just, yeah. You
know? City deer.
Well, because there was a cop, and because I was trying to convince my wife that Mondays was a slur.
Yeah.
And she had never heard of it. So I deep dived it. And there was a cop in Boston who like got indicted for saying on body cam a bunch of Mondays.
Wow.
That's another thing about cops doing crazy shit with the cam. I'm like, you know it's on.
Yeah.
You can't expect them to
eventually
be
eventually you're going to forget about it, I guess.
Yeah, man.
A Boston cop's going to be a Boston cop.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, let them go.
The conversations, I do love those. There was one body cam video I saw where they ended up killing a guy. Like, the guy broke into a house to do work. And like, the mom lived next door of the owner of the house, but the owner of the house was in jail. Okay. So she's like, there's nobody supposed to be over there. So when the cops come, he's like, oh no, he hired me to do some work. They're trying to verify his identity, figure out who he is, find out apparently he was like on parole or something, and he would have went back just for this interaction. So he ends up having a standoff with the cops. And he's saying he's got a gun, he's running, they end up shooting him and killing him. Long story short, they find out, like, when backup arrives and he's, like, dead, they're standing over his body, and they're like, yo, shit, do you know who that is? And apparently this guy was, like, a Golden Gloves champ
of real
in their city. And they're just basically talking about how much of a problem, like, oh, you're lucky that went the way that it did. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, and it's just, like, these cops just casually talking about how he would have fucked you up. Dude, I've seen this guy in the ring. This guy's a fucking problem.
Like, locker room talk.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that sucks. That shit. Yeah, I don't know. And then forget you have it on.
Have you heard Monday? Monday's
I've heard
a big
that
one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure.
And the reason for it is so brutally awful.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
Because everybody hates Mondays. Nobody likes Mondays.
You never heard that before?
I've never heard that, but I'm not surprised by the creativity.
Nothing makes me happier than
that. One's at least okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing makes me laugh harder than Garfield level racism.
True. That guy just stole that. Yeah. Stole his own flow on that.
Buying up all the lasagna with them EBT cards.
Because y'all even do it, like, white people even do it to other white people.
Oh,
when
yeah.
I found out, like, the term coal burner, you know what a coal burner is?
Yeah. White chick that likes black guys.
Right. But again, the meaning behind it is basically like, the coal is valuable. She's the coal. You're burning up your value.
Oh, damn.
By
See, I'm
just
too dumb to
like
put
lowering
together.
Yourself.
I always assumed it was just like they got some on them.
Yeah, that's how I thought it was like a blackface thing.
Yeah, that's how dumb I am.
I'm like, man, I don't even get that one.
Yeah, but it was just on some, you're burning your value, lady. Go ahead, do what you're going to do. You're wasting it, though.
That's so funny.
I always said cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Really?
I thought that was a good one.
What was
yeah.
the other one? There's a Jungle Bunny. Heard that one?
But yeah. There's Snow Bunny for white girls.
Is that why it's called Jungle Fever?
I don't know.
I think in general it's just like African, like Jungle Fever, yeah.
Yeah.
Asians, it's Yellow Fever.
That's also what cracks me up too, because when it comes to porn, then it gets real, like, nice. It's just like Ebony, you know what I mean? Yeah. Where it's like, nah. Write what you want to write. Yeah. Why be? Now we're doing the nastiest thing. Write it.
Black
you know
guy
what I mean?
Ruins everything.
Well, it's so funny because when I remember once I had a trans friend and she told me that the word tranny was her N-word.
Wow.
And all I could think was,
worst
I go on
ever.
A lot of porn sites and I've seen it called tranny porn.
Yeah.
I have never seen.
Nobody wants to click that.
They'll just say free black porn.
Yeah, no. I'm fucking imagining trans slaves. Fucking a lot of belly aching. God damn.
All right, we got more shit to go over. Here's another. This is a little gross, so I apologize. Jorge, before I do this clogged toilet one, is this AI?
No, it looks real to me.
All right. Don't fuck with me, Jorge. Jorge, do not fuck with me on this one. Maintenance worker unclogs 3-month clogged toilet. Another one I figured Foster has as a workforce titan.
My boy, the dude I do the podcast was a plumber, and I'm like, I don't know how the fuck you do it, dude.
Yeah, me neither.
I can't.
I guess you don't bite your nails on your way home.
They make great money, though.
Dude, this is... So apparently it says...
Whoa!
3 months and still used it.
Well, they definitely got a crack. You got a crack sewer line. There's dirt coming in there. This is like the...
I thought we were almost done with this sound.
Yeah, I'd like call it on the fucking Jet 2.
Dude, that is...
I love how he put a plastic bag
on. How does he not have a mask
shovel
on?
Dude, they... Well, yeah, I don't know how they...
Probably should.
This is like the plumbing equivalent to people that go on like Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yeah.
And the guy's got a fucking zit the size of that fucking coffee cup. And he's like, dude, how did you just address this now?
Yeah.
How are you just getting to this?
Is that fucking... I mean, that's like biohazard.
Yeah, this is like fucking insane.
Yeah, what does the rest of the house look like? Of course.
Yeah,
of course.
You're not going to walk out and see a well-kept living room.
Yeah, I keep my disaster in the bathroom.
You see that? Yeah.
And there's some people, it's just not even worth evicting. I mean, you know what? It's just your place now. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's over.
You know?
You see a mess like that, you're like, at minimum 2 trash bags in the living room. Has to be.
And then...
It's like, that's a...
Like, how do you... I mean, and I get... You got to do your job, but there's got to be a day when you walk in on something and go, I quit.
Not worth it.
I quit. I can't do it. I can't do it.
I've had to do that before with like electric work, like walk into a lady's house and there's like mouse shit on top of the fucking fridge. And you're like, I'm not cutting a hole here. I'm leaving. It's not, I don't give a fuck how much you're paying. I'm not doing it. Can't do it.
I recently had to do this. So I've been handling a lot of affairs for my mom down in Philly lately. She's not in good shape at all. And my mom has been a hoarder for years. Yeah. So her house is just, it's crowded.
It's too much shit.
Yeah, and then like she chain smokes, it's a mess. I recently discovered a hole in the ceiling in the back bedroom as well as the front. So there's some roof damage coming in. I had to have State Farm come out to, you know, assess the damage and do the claim. Yeah. The adjuster was so like kind of creeped out and skeeved out by the place that it was just like, he just kind of took pictures and then just kind of like did just brief measurements of the room. And it was more so like, do you mind taking a tape measure over there so that I can see just how big the room is? You know what I mean? But nice guy. He really, I didn't know he would do this. He put into consideration like to repair the holes and then paint everything and make the whole room match. Yeah. And then obviously to make the whole room match the paint, you have to take all of the shit out.
Yeah.
So he put that in the quote of like, also removing all of the shit, so I'm
that's
gonna
great.
Get some
probably
help.
Him feeling bad for not actually measuring the room.
He was also he was also an hour and a half late. So white guy, yeah.
I was about to say, goddamn, unbelievable stuff.
I get it.
You gotta repay. Like, yeah. You know, this is on me,
right? Yeah.
Seems like the shoe's on the other foot.
I think
today.
He was blown away. He was like, "Oh, you guys are here on time, and you're black, and you own this house." Like, yes, we do. We've been waiting for you, sir. He's like, "All right, I'm going to take care of you guys." Yeah.
There is something you always knew when you walked in as a kid to some of these houses. They had there was a dirty house smell.
Yes,
there's a vibe. Yes. It's always like a film around the baseboards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's always something. You just know somebody's got a dirty
house. They never open the windows. They cook in the house, and they just allow all of the smell and flavor to just...
Marinate the house. Yeah.
Especially if you got carpet. It's a mess, man.
People with carpet and too many animals.
Yeah.
That'll get you.
Yeah.
Have you... So I guess you don't really see this anymore. Did you grow up with anybody that had carpeted bathroom?
I've seen it, yeah.
Yeah, so it was always like a crazy color, like pink or like a light green.
That's what it looks like now.
Yeah.
You don't know what it started as.
I was looking at old, me and my chick were looking at like old like toilet stuff, and it was the fuzzy seat covers and stuff.
Crazy.
Or like the vinyl seats, and it was like, that had to just be gross.
Yeah. People didn't understand flying particles, I guess, then. Nobody put that.
Well, I think you're supposed, like those people, if you're going to go through all that, you're supposed to clean a lot. You know what I mean? Like you got a dust buster, that fuzzy toilet seat, you got to have a window and
Nobody's
open that
doing
shit.
That.
Some people do. Some people are like, Latinas do. That's the one thing that blows my mind with Spanish women, where it's like,
Fabuloso, baby.
Yeah, that'll be their entire fucking weekend. It's just, I'm just cleaning this house. Like, that's what you do for fun? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The most Puerto Rican story I've ever heard is my wife's friend had a 2-year-old who cried because she wouldn't let her drink the Fabuloso. She thought it was juice.
That shit does look delicious.
The most Puerto Rican side. Yeah. Like,
it looks like super Gatorade.
It does.
Almost. You're like, God damn, what are they putting in that, dude?
Which they also make it look a delicious color.
Which is also funny how desirable a drink that color is at that age. Yeah. Now, at 43, get the fuck away from me. A blue drink?
Nah, I know if I drink soda, I'm going to feel fucked up. Yeah. As I have a Monster.
I'm good.
But that's clear. That's good stuff.
That's a little different.
Yeah, Monster's nice.
Well, also, the white Monster is the...
They didn't have it around the fucking corner.
The white the white Monster is the white trash champagne.
Yeah, true. This is my wet.
If you ever see, to me, like, the definition of, like, a trucker or, like, anybody, like, who really works, yeah. If you see a guy walk out of a gas station with 2 white Monsters... in one hand.
Dude, oh, yeah. Wawa's doing buy 2, get 1 free
right now.
Yeah,
they're always a deal. Yeah, they're a deal.
Yeah,
they're on a hot.
Yeah, that guy
right
gets
now.
His cigarettes, got the 2 in one hand.
And social media's kind of fucking them up. It's like when, like, what's a new thing that comes out and then they all disappear and the people, like, dudes who have been into it forever, like, these fucking fags are buying up all the Monster. Like, it's like dudes who are going to, like, an accounting job. I'm like, nah, dude, I can't. You need to have partial custody to be drinking Monster.
Oh, yeah, that's
something.
When I played music, it was like when Monster was first coming out, and they sponsored us, and they just dropped off. They filled up
so
our singer's apartment.
Yeah,
and we that's all we drank for fucking a year, and then I tried a regular Monster recently, and I was like, this tastes like shit. And I was like, oh, because there's not vodka in it.
Yeah,
I've never had it without it.
But yeah, Monster and fucking, I drank a Monster and tequila during the Super Bowl. It's delicious.
That'll do it.
I didn't have anything else. I was like, all right.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
Nah, I was living.
Yeah, that's...
Watch a little Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
Bad Bunny, hey, hey.
Fuck.
Hey, guys, today's show is brought to you by Yo Kratom, home of the $60 kilo. Guys, there's only one place on earth to be getting your Kratom from, and it's YoKratom.com. If you don't use Kratom, don't start on my account. But if you do, stop going to smoke shops, gas stations, places like that, and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time when you get a whole kilo delivered right to your door for just $60. Yo Kratom has the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here. And there's no promo code needed. Why? It's already the best deal in the world of Kratom. Check it out today, guys. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Let's get back into the show.
Dude, that fucking... I've talked about the halftime shit. Ad nauseum, but holy shit, that Turning Point thing was awful.
Yeah, I mean, of course it was, man.
The Kid Rock performance.
Oh, they did one? They did?
Yeah, okay. They did like an alternative halftime show.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people were mad that somebody from Not America was going to speak Spanish in the Super Bowl.
Wow.
As opposed to the last, like, 10 who have almost all not been from America.
I was like, when was the last
funny? I did something. I was a part of something like that. It wasn't my idea, but I was a part of something like that. When I was in college, University of Pittsburgh, which is a huge school. Huge school.
Larry Fitzgerald, baby.
I was there the same time he was.
Oh, yeah.
So 40,000 is the student body, right? Yeah. Which of that, probably 4,000 was black at the time, right?
Big football team.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
So somebody, I forgot the guy's name, but he was half black, half Samoan. But he got homecoming king, and then there was like a black girl that got homecoming queen with them. Like, and this was like probably 2001 when I first got there. Halftime, they announced everyone's, and everyone kind of got up and walked out to go get concession.
Oh, they really walked out of
there. But that's the thing. Everyone took it as you're walking out because it's a black homecoming king and queen. So they made a big stink about it. Black Action Society went and requested money to have a separate black homecoming for basically these 4,000 kids that, you know, like, hey, they're not supporting us. And, you know, it's a big school. They just threw money at the problem. They threw money at the problem. Go have your black homecoming, right? You know what I mean? And I'll never forget, we started putting together. We booked Memphis Bleek to come perform. He was hot at the time. This was like 2002. Yeah, he's like coming off of Is That Your Chick? All of that shit. gave him ridiculous amount of money as a deposit, booked like a high-end hotel room for him, light show and everything. And what I'm telling you, Memphis Bleek didn't even get on the plane to show up for this show. And it was just like, the university just kind of looked at us like, okay, are you guys done trying to throw your own little thingamabob? You want to get with the rest of the fucking school here or what? You know, and he was like, all right, fine.
Yeah, marching band showed up.
Because it was just a weird thing or some like, we need our own thing. All right, what do you need? What do you want to do? We want to have rappers. Fine. Hey. Have a rapper come. He didn't even fucking show up.
Oh, you're telling me it wasn't a staged reading or anything?
And it was crazy. He had no worries about breaking that contract. I don't know what happened with that. You know
that level
I mean?
Of confidence rocks so hard.
Right? I don't know whether it's like confidence or just dysfunction. Either way, it's amazing. Yeah. I would love to show up to important events like Super Bowl or Grammy, just late, drunk, or not at all. You know,
it's like
I mean?
Then Iverson just went to like a Make a Wish in Australia and just didn't talk to any of the kids. You hear about that shit? He like didn't come out. He was in like the podcast room of the venue, or whatever it was.
Yeah,
and people were like, "We drove like 6 hours to come." See. I can't do the accent, but they're like,
"Those are everybody my favorite athletes, the ones who just wouldn't sign shit for kids and just tell them
that
Mike
rocks.
Tyson, Charles Barkley, all those guys. I'm not your fucking role model. I'm not your father. Get the fuck away from me.
Oh, my family still hates Pete Rose for not signing my Aunt Kiki's thing outside of a Wawa. Fuck Pete Rose.
Yeah,
dude.
Man.
I'm like, yeah, dude, you know how many times you got to do that a day? Eventually, you're going to be like, all right, fuck these kids.
I think if it's a kid, you do it.
Depending on the kid.
See, now here's the thing.
There's a lot of kids I do not like.
Charles Barkley and like anybody in Philly knows this because he has a place like and he hangs out in Manayunk a
lot. I saw him out. You know the Grape Room.
Yeah,
I ran it. You
he will
voice,
buy.
Bro.
He will pay for everyone's cool. tab yeah. If you catch him in there, him and his wife. He'll buy everybody's tab. Leave him the fuck alone.
Yeah.
But he will pay for everyone's food and everyone's drink. You know what I mean? And you go like, okay, he's not an asshole. He's just he picks and chooses and he has that right.
It's got to be very overwhelming. Like for me, it's because it happened to wrestlers.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like there's just fucking days. Like if they're at the airport and they got a stack of shit, fuck you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you're eating, fuck you. You wait till somebody's done eating.
That's insanity.
You ever see those videos where like people walk up to Jay-Z with a baseball? Like, can you sign this? And he's like, I don't even play baseball. Get the fuck away from me, man.
What is wrong with you?
Bob Backlund back in the day used to ask kids to name all the presidents.
That fucking
and if
rocks.
They could, he would give what he would sign whatever.
Yeah. I like when they go up and just know somebody's famous.
Yeah.
And they don't know what you're from. You ever see those videos when they're like, huh?
Oh, I hate
he's like,
that.
Who am I? And they're like, dude, fuck off.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know why you don't even know who I am. You just want it because somebody else is getting it.
We get that all the time down at the cellar, man. Like people will just walk up and be like, especially if there's like a black SUV out front.
Yeah.
People just walk up and just start milling around. Like, hey, who's here tonight? Who's here? Who the bitch, do you have a ticket or not? Is there someone famous in here?
Motherfucker. People are crazy.
Now, that being said, I want to pump up somebody that I saw be a fucking G. He was a wrestler named Mr. Kennedy. Now he's Mr. Anderson. But when he was in WWE, he was Mr. Kennedy. And there, we were backstage at a show, leaving a show. We're in the parking lot. It was fucking freezing. It was Detroit a couple weeks ago, months ago now. It was fucking so cold. And a guy with Down syndrome came up to Mr. Kennedy and wanted to do, because Mr. Kennedy would do like a big announcement for himself. He would like announce himself. It was like a big pomp and circumstance kind of thing. And the kid wanted to do it for him. And this motherfucker was going to his car in a t-shirt. And he stood there and he gave this kid 5 minutes.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
He stood there and just let this kid go.
Huh.
And I was like, man, the fucking patience. That is a fucking...
A retard in the cold is tough.
A man.
That is brutal, dude.
He was a... Dude, this kid was a fucking pain in the dick, too.
It's like retarded alley cat.
Well, he was trying to... What's his name? He was trying... Well, no. Retarded jolly cat is jolly cat. This kid was like...
I think I'm out here, too. This is crazy.
This kid was literally just... He was trying to get in through the back door to try and meet Insane Clown Posse. And he was just fucking really...
That's probably the sickest Down syndrome kid of ever.
And
they're usually so sweet, he's at the ICP.
And he just wouldn't leave. And dude, Mr. Kennedy was so goddamn nice to him. I'm like, that is a test of a man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't. What are you going to do? They're so sweet. Yeah. It's like kicking a puppy, dude. Just get to your speech.
God bless all the dudes that have been sticking around for that lately, too. Like the uptick in like Down syndrome and autism, and his like dad sticking around. Like, when I was a kid, there was a lot of like autistic kids like at church,
mm-hmm.
but like no dad around.
Well, I think they say that if you have a autistic or special needs kid, the rate of divorce is crazy.
Yeah, I have an autistic little sister, and that bitch is brutal.
I think if you have an autistic kid, it's like higher chance of it really fucking is a detriment to the marriage.
Yeah.
It's like having a bad dog forever.
Bruh.
It's crazy.
We talked about this on our show. Me and my wife adopted a dog. We had it for 7 days and then we took it back. Nothing wrong. It was just like we don't want to give this level of focus.
You don't drive with the family.
She was great. It was just all of our energy and attention was going to her. It was like, you know, we could sit on the couch to cuddle and watch a TV show. Dog get up, walk around. Both me and my wife now were just watching to see like, is she looking to piss? Is she looking to shit? You know, it was like,
you're too high maintenance.
We're watching Sopranos.
Because we were doing everything we were supposed to do. And it got to the point it was like, oh, we're not getting anything done. You know, now we're just like catering to the dog's needs all day
long. Was
it a big dog or a little dog?
She was going to be big. She was 37 pounds, but she was only 7 months old, and that was the other thing.
Dog in New York City is really asking for it.
And you're fucking the dog.
That's what we were telling
them. They got to run around and shit, dude.
Yeah.
Because that's when you get the snappy ones, the mean ones. I feel like they're not getting they got to run around the woods and they got to go to a park every day. They got to get that out, dude.
That's what we were saying. Like,
start saying the N-word on the train and shit. You got to get them in the woods.
But that's what we say, because a lot of people have judges for it. And it was like, well, before you get mad at us, that dog was found in Georgia, the state Georgia. Someone thought it was a good idea to put it on a bus and send it to New York and go, someone up there will figure it out. You're like, nah.
What a dickhead. Who the fuck?
Forgive me if this is a hack bit and it's been done before, but I would love right now, Jorge, if you could bring up a picture and list of different dog breeds, can we figure out right now which breeds of dogs would be allowed to say the N-word?
Okay.
Nobody's ever done this.
Has anybody done this?
No, I don't know. I don't think so.
But what breed?
Are loud or not, or most likely to say?
Because he just basically, and I guess I'll be the voice of black reason.
That's what I would hope.
Thank you.
I just don't like the way he looked. You know what I mean? You know, we randomly invite people to the cookout, you know, depending on whether we like the way they dance, whether we like their shoes. It could be a weird thing that we give out passes for. So
obviously Pitbull, Rottweiler.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Those
are pretty much our dogs now at this point.
Most racist German Shepherds, like a Malinois.
German Shepherd says it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. Okay. Labrador, no way.
Nah, not the golden ones.
Bulldog,
maybe the black ones.
Bulldog's too cute. Let him say what he wants.
Here's the crazy thing. German Shepherd, I feel like he does say it, but I'm not down with it. Yeah. But he's a big ass dog. Because German Shepherds, they always got that look of like, ooh, I don't know if you know what I did or not.
Golden Retriever, no way.
Nah.
Doberman Pinscher.
Yes. Those were always the henchman guard dog. You know what I mean? Every time they showed you that black villain with like the suit and the gold chain, he always had those kind of dogs around him.
Yeah. Shih Tzu.
You know what? Yes, because he's Chinese.
That's what I was going to say.
It's not going to come out.
Hurry up and walk. He's saying the fuck out of it.
Yeah, he's saying
shooting people off roofs if you catch my drift.
All right.
Boxer, I think, might get it.
Yeah, but I feel like it's a case-by-case basis. We need to see the boxer's behavior, like whether the boxer's cool or not, because I feel like there could be some
It's like two different kinds
preppy
of Italians.
Yeah.
Yeah, very much so.
Speaking of Italians.
The boxers are like Dominicans, where it's like, how dark are they?
Whether the boxer identifies as close to black or not.
If it's a poppy boxer,
All right, bulldog.
You have to see what kind of jeans it wears.
Hell no. The bulldog gives me North Jersey Italian vibe. Look at him just sitting there eating spaghetti.
See, I think he's cute.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone loves Tony.
He might say it, but like, he's from a different time.
Exactly. That's what you say. I don't like it.
As someone who breathes like both a bulldog and Tony Soprano. The bulldog does not say it. Yeah. I don't think the bulldog gets a pass.
Even if he does, his restaurant is so good.
Yeah.
Beagle.
The beagle, he is usually alerting his white owner.
Yeah.
That they're in the vicinity.
Rottweiler, of course.
Rottweiler,
across the board. Yeah. Chihuahua.
Racist
Chihuahua.
Mexican. Guaranteed. Right?
Ooh. You know what? Here, I think the Chihuahua says it, but he deals with the consequences. Meaning, like, he will get kicked, he will get hit or whatever, but he's on
He's staying on the train when he says
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Why is it like Chihuahua? It's like the way Vatos can say it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of debate about that.
There is. Yeah.
Gotta see
Mastiff?
Mastiff,
I would accept it, but I feel like he doesn't do it. I feel like the Mastiff's got enough
character. Yeah, he's the guy you try to get to say it.
I'm past
he won't.
That.
Yeah, he's got a bad name.
Yeah.
It's like Naeem tries to get me to say it all the time. Like, dude, I'm not doing this on camera. I'm not doing it.
A Mastiff is like a guy who played football with a lot of black guys.
He's got the respect. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he still does. He still he can't say it, but he's been in a lot of locker rooms.
Right, right, yeah. Right. And he hears it all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He raps it. Oh, rap it.
But you never gonna catch it.
Dalmatian. Just the spots.
what side of the bed did he wake up on?
Ah, yeah. Shit.
I mean, the only reason Dalmatian says it is because he's a firefighter.
It depends where he works, right?
Yeah, it depends on where he works.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm gonna
nature
go with,
versus nurture thing.
For the Dalmatian, they're also coming across like a mixed breed to me. So yeah. I feel like it depends on who's your dad. Is your dad the black one or your mom?
What the fuck is a Dalmatian? How do they even...
So here's my question.
I know an Italian lady would not like it.
The only...
I'm not a fan.
The argument for me is that they can have 101 kids.
Solid point there. Point Zach.
Oh, that was fun and silly. All right, we got one or two more things getting at it. Oh, dude, let's do this one. So you guys, I've been following this on the show. Are you guys familiar with the iguana thing going on in Florida?
Nah.
So Florida's been going through what's called a cold snap. It's the coldest it's been in fucking umpteen years.
Really?
And the iguanas, which are huge,
yeah,
they're an invasive species. They're not supposed to go up that high. They're supposed to end at, like, South America.
Really?
And somebody was breeding them, and now they got a... Some community's got an issue, and they're an invasive... Like when the Simpsons brought a bullfrog to Australia...
Mm-hmm.
And these motherfuckers are in the trees, and they're big.
Falling off and shit.
But
yeah, they get fucking like 20 pounds, right? They get like huge.
They get big.
But they're frozen.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not dying, but they're slowish. And they can't really move because they're cold-blooded.
They're sloughing out.
They're moving like...
Oh, fuck.
But they're just falling out of trees.
Yeah.
So people are collecting them and turning them in to get...
For like a rebate. Whatever. Like you're collecting cans?
$5 deposit?
Because it's an invasive species, they're being encouraged to collect them and bring them in to either be relocated or really probably euthanized.
Yeah. Retired Jewish guys are probably all over that.
Well, it's entrepreneurs.
Shekels?
Oh, no. It's entrepreneurs.
Okay.
And I'm talking car full, the whole dashboard, the whole back seat.
My God.
Piles of these big motherfuckers.
Yeah, shopping carts full of these fucking things.
Dude, and I mean, they're picking up 50, and they're big.
Jesus. Wait, don't they fall out in the car?
That's what I'm afraid
of. Yeah, I'm like, these motherfuckers.
I think they got a while. I think you have a time period.
Yeah.
I'd imagine maybe you blast the air.
If you're the person that puts 50 frozen lizards in your car,
really
I don't even think you're scared of them moving around and warming up. Like, clearly, you have an immunity or, you know.
That's like, I don't consider myself a pussy and shit, but, like, rats will bother me.
Yeah.
I'm not putting an iguana in my fucking car, dude.
Yeah,
one
fell on me the last time I was in Florida. And every
really?
Time I'm in Florida, this is my love-hate relationship with Florida. Every time I go, the first 48 hours, I'm like, it's fucking
nice
here. Like, why don't we come to Florida more? And in hour 72, Florida starts Florida. It'll either start this weird sporadic raining shit all day long, or like a fucking lizard will fall out of a tree and just land on your shoulder.
Are people getting fucked up from these things? Falling? Like
coconuts? No, most of them are used to it. It freaked me the fuck out. You know what I mean? It just made me look like a bitch. You know?
And so we had found a pizza place.
I'm yelping.
That was trading. If you gave them an iguana, you got a pie. And it was specifically called the Everglades pie, and it's venison, bacon, and iguana.
I'll get the fuck out of here. I was gonna say, I'm not eating fucking.
But now we have a new place. It was like this is a guy. They're making iguana tacos because they're so easy to catch.
Yeah.
This is a new meat source.
Yeah.
For the street food,
probably crushing it.
It so probably let's could. Check out some iguana taco.
Told here in South Florida that iguanas like this one are falling out of the trees. So today, we're making iguana tacos. Green iguanas are an invasive species that here in South like Florida rubber, that compete yeah. with our native wildlife for resources.
This AI.
But because they're not from here, they aren't adapted to the cold. So when we get these cold fronts, they become too cold and they fall straight surreal. Out of the trees. Whenever we have these cold fronts and they start falling down, a lot of people will go out and collect them to help control the number in the population. But they do have the nickname Chicken of the Trees because they're absolutely delicious. So rather than let this one go to waste, we're going to make tacos.
I just can't believe that such an articulate person is just handling a lizard like this, and he's just going to go make lizard tacos and eat it.
He strikes me as too gay, right?
Right, right.
To be eating lizards out of a tree? I want a twang in your voice, too. Yeah. I want like one of them gumbo cooking guys. Like, I'm going to tell you something about these goddamn...
Right.
Yeah.
This guy should have...
The kind of guy that cooks with an oar.
Yeah, for real.
You know what I mean?
Like, this kid looks fucking Mormon. Right. This is like some kind of population control they're trying to do.
All right, let's see this guana taco.
Perfect North Face hoodie.
It shouldn't have
it's
sleeves
on it.
It's
a good thing I managed to remove this one when I did, because inside I found over 20 eggs. So by removing this one iguana, we've actually saved the environment from over 20 iguanas come spring. And you guys know that I like to waste as little as possible. So in addition to making the tacos, I'm also going to try to preserve the skin. And any leftovers are used as crab trap bait, so zero waste. First things first, I filled the pot with water and added onion, garlic, a bay leaf, and some salt.
This is
and we're
rage
gonna bring
bait.
This to a simmer. Once it was at a low simmer, I added in the iguana meat, and we're going to let this cook on low heat for the next 30 minutes.
Look
by
at his house.
By hard cooking the iguana like this, you give it flavor and tenderize it. After 30 minutes, I removed the iguana meat, set it to the side so that it could cool down, and then added the iguana eggs to the hot water to soft boil. Then I added the soft-boiled iguana eggs with some avocado, some garlic cloves, a little olive oil, salt, and lime juice, and gave it a good mix.
He's making a fucking iguana aioli or whatever the fuck.
Once it was done, I topped it with lime and we have our sauce. Next, I removed all the iguana meat from the bone, added in my favorite seasonings, and tossed it into the frying pan so that it could get nice and crispy. I like to let the edges crisp up until they look something like this. In the leftover oil, I crisped up some tortillas. Then I added the iguana meat, topped it with some pickled red onions, jalapeno, and cilantro, and then drizzled on our sauce.
Look at the plating.
He even has restaurant-level plates in his house.
Now it's time to see how they taste.
Fuck this sophisticated redneck.
Also, dude, that fridge freezer is so expensive.
Sub-Zero. Into the sauce.
Hey.
And bon appetit.
Bon appetit.
Perfect skin on this kid.
Who taught you that, redneck?
What's going on?
Now that right there is a Florida man taco. If you can't beat him, eat him.
The way he put the taco in front of his hand like an influencer does, like when girls show makeup, that makes me think this is what this guy does.
Something's going on. He's working for Big Iguana or something. I don't know what the fuck this dude's deal
is. Listen, I've watched a lot of rednecks cooking shit.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. I'm a big fan. Listen, one of my favorite shows I've ever watched is Larry the Cable Guy's Only in America.
Yeah,
really? That is essentially like a History Channel version of Dirty Jobs.
Okay.
Where he just go, and he went to like, you know, where they skin alligators, and you see them like inflate them with air to get the skin blown up.
That shit's crazy.
Yeah, a bunch of crazy cool shit. And he did a whole episode on sharpshooters. Basically it goes into the American Revolution.
Okay.
And because first he trains with snipers, and the goal is he's got the ghillie suit, the whole fucking deal, and it's the contest they give him is how they graduate, which is, can you shoot a coin from across a football field?
Okay.
And he does that, but then he goes and hangs out with rednecks who are cooking squirrel.
Yeah.
And he pays some kid to eat the squirrel's balls and all this shit. Yeah. But basically, the story goes into one of the reasons the American Revolution was such a bitch for the British. They didn't have snipers. That was not a thing.
Oh,
because they didn't have small game hunters.
I was going to say, they have squirrels over there.
They didn't have small game hunters over here. We were just sending we were just sending retards out who ate squirrel and rabbit.
Monster drinkers.
Yeah, real monster drinkers.
Getting busy over there.
Yeah, who could hang out in a tree and get you from far away.
Can I start using that as a derogatory term for white people? Monster drinkers?
I finally made one.
Finally. But from across... So,
we've been fucking you guys over for hundreds of years, and look what I do for you. Yeah.
Real monster drinkers.
Real monster
is
drinkers.
Hilarious.
So these fucking assholes show up in red, Because every other battle's been we walk 10 feet away from you and load our musket.
You're wearing high vis to them.
And now we've got these crazy rednecks and trees that are picking you off from fucking. And they're going, who the fuck is this? They didn't exist in their culture.
You're wild yipping in the woods. Yeehaw!
Oh, it's such a good show.
Yeah, that's the one thing you got to love about leaving poor people to themselves. Like, I know sometimes we get upset and want to help out. Like, oh, we got to do something. They're poor. Like, nah.
They got it.
Yeah, they're going to figure something out there, and we're going to really need that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, let them figure it out.
Some things, the British come back.
Some things look terrifying. Nutri-Rat looks tough.
Oh, those are, dude, they're petrifying.
But like they're those huge. Big
chupacabra looking things.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that.
They're like the copy they're like hood capybaras.
Yeah. They're like Louisiana rats.
Yeah. Like,
fuck that. You ever seen them?
Mm-mm. Bring up we'll end on this. Jorge, could you bring up a Nutri-Rat and B, see if you can find didn't Steve-O eat Nutri-Rat on Jackass or in the Steve-O video?
Did. Yeah, with Pontius or whatever the fuck. Dude, it's like the size of like a bulldog. They're like bigger than a bulldog, but it looks like a rat.
They're fucking huge.
Scary.
They're here in America.
And they're swimming around. Be dipping in there. Right? Huh. They dip their noses in the water and shit. They're gross.
Yeah. And when you see, and they boil them, but you, it I'm really, also, it almost looks worse.
I'm not a fan of boiled meat, really. There's not that many boiled meats I like.
Yeah, I guess not.
Like chicken noodle soup. Yeah, a stew, but like that shit, I'm like, nah, dude.
Gory, you got a Nutri-Rat for us?
Yeah, well, get the fuck out of my face.
That's a Nutria. Also known as a swamp rat.
Probably see the difference between this guy and the last guy?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm looking for if you're eating iguana.
Orange teeth, right?
Look at the fucking teeth on this thing.
Dude. Oh.
Yeah, probably should wash my fingers because they can take off.
Is it alive? What did you find?
Teeth. They sure can. I've seen quite a few dogs.
That shit is half.
Two packs of Marlboro Reds a day,
dude. Like
for this, 20 years. Or like a gerbil or a hamster. They have this curse almost where they always have to be using their teeth or else their teeth actually get too big. And so they're always gnawing on things. It's like two pliers, two knives that smash together. And they cut up the foliage, they cut anything, including fingers, right? Keep my hand away, because sometimes they still bite when they're dead. All right.
Of course they do.
And in fact, that he has that kind of experience.
Yes, I hope this thing bites his ass.
Jesus Christ, man.
Take lesson from Skeeter.
That's what I'm talking about.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you.
It's a monster drinker.
Keep my clothes clean.
You ever notice these guys always have a hell of a head of hair?
Night.
Yeah.
That's always. What I'm talking about.
That's like 80 years old.
Will you marry me?
And stay out of my damn money.
P.S. Will you marry me?
Of course, it's Skeeter.
It's your hubby.
Yeah, no, I'm the hubby. It's my wife.
Honey bun.
Honey bun.
Honey bun. It's your honey bun. Honey bun's looking for something to eat, I believe. That's why she's looking in that window.
She's hungry. I don't know how much you're joking.
Yeah, can you afford it?
You could have a wig and a wedding.
Monster's fucking already.
Listen, oh, yep. If you would have seen
see,
how
this
many
guy needs a podcast.
Missed,
yeah. Somebody fly somebody down there. Compliments.
You know what, Skeeter? I always smoke
lighting the cigar. Lighting the cigar with that is hilarious.
Rules.
Jesus Christ.
These guys are having a good time.
Let me see how he cooks iguana. That's what I'm looking for.
I bet you have a fire.
With the campfire now lit, we add the last ingredient.
Modelo.
The magic ingredient. Beer.
From what night?
Yeah, dude. Nah.
Right out the pot, too. Fuck plating it.
By the way,
that looks like what they took out of that toilet.
Yeah, for real. There's no Pico de Gallo in there. Look at this guy. He's just in a garage.
Paper plate? Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, give me the big chunks, man.
It's never good when there's a... when there's a giant can
so
of
gay.
When there's a metal can of oil next to the
Godfather of the Bayou.
Not there a vegetable go. In sight.
Fuck that.
Don't get no better in there. Woo! Man, I'm so damn it.
I like how Skeeter makes this other guy look like way more sophisticated now. You know what I mean? We just watched this guy carry a rat by his tail out of the swamp, and now he looks almost British.
Yeah, he's like he has a fucking Fortune 500 company next to Skeeter.
He's a billionaire sitting next to Skeet.
She's starving, too.
Yeah, she's starving.
There you go, Toots.
Look at that. Look.
See, I'd like to drink 80 beers with that guy.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Until you started to look around, you're like, what the fuck did I say?
See, what I'm afraid of is what comes out yeah. after a couple beers when he yeah. when he's got a jar or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, no, it don't make you blind.
He used to look across the bonfire, some guy's just grinning at you weird.
Yeah, I gotta get out of here, dude. All right, guys, that's our show. Thank you so much. Oh, let's do plugs real quick. I apologize.
Oh, shit.
Hit that plug music, buddy. Dave, what do you want people to check out?
Check out my podcast here on the network. No Need for Apologies every Monday at 5 p.m. And follow me on the social medias at I'm Dave Temple.
Fantastic. Yeah. Mr. Foster?
Check out Workforce Titans, dude. I do it with my buddy Tubbs. Check that shit out on my Ryan L. Foster _ on Instagram. I'm going to punchline all week in the next couple weeks, so come see the boy.
Hell yeah. Instagram, Zach is not funny. PunchUp.live/Zach Amico for my dates. I'm going to be doing a co-headlining tour soon with my brother Crack Amico. And hey, if you like this show, go to GasDigital.com today. Use my promo code ZOO. You get your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get the live chat. You get the archives, thousands of hours of all your favorite Gas Digital shows. And you get our Friday bonus episode. That's right, we do three of these a week. If you want all three, you got to subscribe. But regardless, thank you so much for watching the show, however you consume it. Truly enjoy it, and thank you so much for my wonderful guests from Workforce Titans, Ryan Foster, from No Need for Apologies, Dave Temple, and we will be back for our bonus episode on Friday. Goodbye.
Peace.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down, just like your favorite Obie's Pound. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. Zach Amico.